Well, good morning. A joy to have Sharon back with us to play again today. Thank you for being here, Sharon. And just a special time, I think, in the year before Thanksgiving, and hopefully a little bit of a quieter week for most here today. So we welcome each and every one of you, and especially for our visitors, we have a welcome packet for you that looks like this. And these are on the center table in the entryway as you, between the sanctuary doors as you leave. And if you would like us to follow up with you in any way, there's a sheet there that you can sign in, give us contact information. We'll try to get in touch with you very soon. Well, I think we have a few announcements here this morning. Miss Christy. And I think Kyle has a mic, so oh, yes. I think Kyle must have an announcement here today, too.
Yes, we are having a Boycott the NFL painting party downstairs in the nursery today at 1 o'clock. So anybody that doesn't, you know, want to participate in the NFL, you're more than welcome to come help with paintbrush. Hope to see a lot of people there.
And on that note, we had on our schedule to watch the Broncos game here in the gym. We'll just say we're going to punt.
And that's a Texan speaking there. Wow.
couple other announcements. Last year we did, for the first time, Christmas market days in the school. It was a fundraiser for the middle schoolers. They made roughly $200. PTO meeting Friday night, just such special, meaningful stories of kids being able to buy gifts for grandmas and grandpas and parents and brothers, sisters, and so just the things you don't even think about. Somebody had donated a little skating ornament, and that meant a lot. And so just really neat stories. So if you have gently used items laying around the house that you could donate for the market days, or any handmade items, those are appreciated as well. To this day, I still have a little block of wood that just has a fish carved into it. That's what one of my kiddos over there gave me. And it's something so simple that you can knock a lot of them out pretty quick, and just very neat for these guys to get to do their Christmas shopping for whatever reasons they have for that. So, and then my last announcement, our little Cook's Night Out, it's happening all week. So there's papers in the back. We're at Right Coast Pizza. It's a week-long deal from Sunday to Saturday. And so as you're prepping for all the Thanksgiving stuff and you're looking for a break from the kitchen, go to Right Coast, grab yourself a pizza.
And Kyle, to bring the items in, do they bring them here or over to the school?
School office.
Okay. Well, thank you. And a reminder, at 9 o'clock on Thursday morning, Thanksgiving Day, we'll be having our Thanksgiving service here. So hope you can come and join us. And just out of the busyness of the day, especially for the ladies cooking, we can come here together as God's people and give thanks and praise to Him. Of course, we're going to learn today that every day is Thanksgiving, right? As God's people, and we praise God for His blessings. Well, the order of worship that we follow this morning is Matins. It will be up on the screen. There's a lot of singing in Matins. If you're not real familiar with that service, page 219 in the hymn books, you may want to turn there and follow the liturgy as it is printed there for you. We begin with the opening hymn.
Angels, pray for the royal fire, 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 pray for the roy O Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Let us worship Him. Now let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to our God of salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving.
The responsive psalm this morning comes to us from Psalm 90, verses 1 through 12. Lord, you have been our dwelling place
in all generations.
Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had set,
formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
You return man to dust.
And say, return, O children of man.
For 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past.
Or as a watch in the night.
You sweep them away as with a flood.
They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning.
In the morning it flourishes and is renewed.
In the evening it fades and withers.
For we are brought to an end by your anger.
By your wrath we are dismayed.
You have set our iniquities before you.
Our secret sins in the light of your presence.
For all of our days pass away under your wrath.
We bring our years to an end like a sigh.
The years of our life are 70, and even by reason of strength, 80.
Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away.
Who considers the power of your anger?
And your wrath according to the fear of you?
So teach us to number our days,
that we may get a heart of wisdom.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Please be seated, and we'll continue with our next hymn.
Thank you. The epistle lesson for this 24th Sunday after Pentecost is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. This is the word of the Lord.
And I would invite you now to stand for the reading of our Holy Gospel for this Sunday. And that Gospel comes to us from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 25th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Parable of the Talents. For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. And then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he who also had 2 talents came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, repaying where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers,